thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
In releasing ratings for school districts across the state, the Texas Education Commission said more campuses overall earned the top rating of exemplary this year, but those with the lowest rating of academically unacceptable also shot up. In Dallas, two additional schools earned the top performance designation, but the state says Dallas has four more unacceptable schools this year than last. In Fort Worth, the number of exemplary schools dropped slightly, while the number of unacceptable campuses tripled from 5 to 15. The ratings are based on tax test scores, as well as attendance and dropout rates. The state says tougher standards and lower scores in math and science were typically the reasons for districts being rated lower. Fort Worth says a new curriculum being introduced this year will be part of its effort to turn the results around. Dallas says its test scores went up slightly, but not enough to meet the new standards. One way DISD is addressing this issue is by reorganizing its staffing to shift resources from the administration into the classroom. One bright spot in the TEA's report was in Richardson. It was the biggest urban district to earn a rating of recognized. The TEA pointed out that Richardson educates a large number of economically disadvantaged students, and many of them don't speak fluent English. But Richardson school officials, nonetheless, demonstrated achievement. Shelley Koffler, KERA 90.1.